waited for the Rio Grande Oil Company.
Pasadena police calling all cars. Attention all cars. Broadcast 104. Go to Columbia and Orange Grove Avenues at once. Be on the lookout for a car with two men, believed to be bandits who just robbed the Pasadena National Bank. These men are armed and desperate. That's all.
Thousands of boys and girls have joined the Rio Grande Junior Police Department. They are equipped with senior police badges, Sam Brown belts, police pistols, siren whistles, handcuffs. Thousands of girls are wearing the sergeant's ring and the identification bracelet. All these and many other articles comprising the junior detective outfit are furnished absolutely free of charge by the Rio Grande Oil Company. We invite every boy and girl to join the junior police and to enjoy the many free gifts. Just go to any independent dealer selling Rio Grande Cracked Gasoline, and he'll give you a free copy of the latest issue of the Calling All Cars News, which tells you how to get the complete junior detective outfit absolutely free. And now a word of warning to the parents of these boys and girls. You are using Rio Grande Cracked Gasoline in your car because you believe that the gasoline used, because you believe that the gasoline used, because you believe that the gasoline used by more police cars, fire engines, police motorcycles, ambulances, and emergency equipment than any other brand must be the fastest gasoline you can buy. That's true. But frankly, the lively power of Rio Grande Cracked Gasoline is a constant temptation to drive faster than you should. We warn you against yielding to that temptation. Police have declared a war on speeders as relentless as their war on crime. Save that extra speed for emergencies when you've got to get out of the way quick to avoid collision. Police cars use Rio Grande Cracked Gasoline because they have proved by test in a score of cities that during the long hours of slow cruising over city streets, 24 hours a day, Rio Grande Cracked is the most economical gasoline they can buy. But when the emergency comes, when the police car must reach the top speed instantly, then you see why police specify Rio Grande Cracked. It has the most tremendous reserve power of any gasoline. An extra refining process gives cracked gasoline that extra speed to meet emergencies. And yet these extra advantages cost you no more. You can get Rio Grande cracked the same price you pay for ordinary gasoline and enjoy police car performance at no extra cost. It is our pleasure now to present Chief James E. Davis of the Los Angeles Police Department.
Good evening, friends. I have often emphasized on these programs the necessity for close cooperation between various law enforcement bodies. Tonight, we have asked a man whose cooperation I value highly to be our guest. It is from the files of his police department that the case you are about to hear was dramatized. Friends, it is my great pleasure to present Chief of Detectives Stanley Decker of the Pasadena Police Department.
Thank you, Chief Davis. I feel indeed honored to be a guest on Calling All Cars and to have the opportunity to bring to the radio audience of the West a story from our files. A case that you will hear shortly is a vivid proof of the willingness with which your police officer will risk his very life that your property may be preserved and the peace of your community be maintained. When you consider the modest income for which your policeman works, and you consider how little of golden opportunity his occupation holds for him, you may well be amazed at the dangers he is willing and eager to meet on your behalf. If you will pardon my understandable enthusiasm, your policeman is a great fellow, deserving of your highest respect, admiration, and support.
March 20th, 1924. Into the Ford agency and the quiet little town of Alhambra walks a young man. Looks at several cars, beckons to the salesman on duty.
Isn't there something in the way of transportation?
Yeah, but maybe you might have a good news job here that wasn't priced too high. I'm only in town for a couple of months. I don't want to spend a lot of dough on a car. Just want something to get around in. And you got something pretty reasonable?
Let's see now. I tell you what. I think I've got just the car for you. The 23 Ford. In the very best of condition. New rubber, fine, paint job. Runs like $1 million.
How much?
I'll tell you what I'll do for you. I'll make it $250, and that's a buy.
Yeah, it probably is, but not for me. I don't want to spend over $100. And you got a car that'll get me around to that price?
$100? Well, of course, that's not very much money, but perhaps I can find something.
How about that old coupe over there? Looks as though it ought to be around $100.
That automobile for $100? Why, that's a good car. You just spent a lot of money fixing it up. I could let you have it for $175.
No, $100 flat, and that's my price. But if anything to put my purse, I guess I'll have to look around some more.
Oh, wait a minute. What do I want to do? I'll speak to the boss and see what he says. Maybe I can get you a better price on it.
I'm going to too much trouble.
Oh, not at all. No trouble. If you'd like to look the car over, I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. I'll take a look at the bus. Maybe I won't want it after I look it over.
Well, you'd be making a mistake. It's a mighty clean car.
That's right. It's trying to walk out and press the key to take the car away. The door works anyway. End of it runs. If it's started, at least you won't have to crank it. It runs. Not good, but good enough to get as far as I'm going.
Well, I've got good news for you. The boss says it's okay at $100, and I say that's a real buy.
You would. Well, I guess it'll get me around all that.
If you'll step over to the office here, we can make out the papers.
Okay.
Right in here.
Thanks.
You want to pay cash?
Yeah, I'll give you a check for it.
A check? You haven't got the cash, have you?
Of course not. You don't think I'm walking around with $100 in my pocket, do you? As a matter of fact, I only got in town a little while ago. I haven't even established credit here.
You got a check on a local bank?
Better than that. Got a cashier's check on the mutual bank in Chicago. It certainly ought to be good enough.
Would you mind letting it here? Just a formality, of course. Your boss is kind of particular about our taking checks.
There it is. Good as gold. That's the biggest bank in Chicago's failed since I left there 5 days ago.
Made out for $150.
Sure, I don't happen to have one for $100 even. But I figured I could get 50 in cash. Isn't that all right?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Check seems to be all okay. Now, if you just sign this receipt here, I'll endorse the pink slip over and you're all set.
Fine. On this line?
That's right.
There you are. John Henry complete.
Edward Fells, Chicago, Illinois. And here's the pink slip on the board. Thanks a lot, Mr. Fells. I'm sure you'll get a lot of satisfaction out of the car.
I hope so. And thanks for getting me such a good price. I won't forget.
Check for $150 on the mutual bank of Chicago.
That's right, Sergeant. This morning, come back, Mark. Not easy with this bank. So I want you to find this man and get my money back.
Well, I doubt if he'll have much of it left. We'll try to pick him up for you. Now, if you'll give me the description of the car, I'll start the boys looking for it.
It's a 1921 Ford Coupe.
What color?
Black. The license number is 133745.
133745. All right, Mr. Jones. We'll get after it right away and let you know as soon as we get this place up.
I'm telling you, Adam, if things don't get better pretty soon, I'm going to close up the store. I don't know what's the matter with people. Maybe they ain't thinking anymore.
Maybe you need some advertising, George. That fellow makes gum. He says, tell them quick and tell them often. Only takes plenty of gum.
Well, there's a lot of difference between something you chew and a can of paint. No, sir, it ain't advertising I need. It's the customer.
Well, ain't no use in talking about it. That won't sell no paint. How about little game of runner?
You're on. That is, if I can remember where Foot started last time he played, I
think it's somewhere on the standard area. No.
I tell you, George, you're getting absent-minded like. I was reading just the other day about a scientist fella who says that the American people are losing their natural concentration. Or something like that. He says we all ought to read more. Stimulate the mind.
Here we are. I'll put them on the shelf.
Set up stable, Adam, while I get stairs.
Don't give me the one you did last time. Darn thing like you're falling apart with me a sitting in it. Look, George, you got a customer, maybe.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, sir. You'll be wanting some paint?
Yeah, quite a lot of paint. Got a couple of barns to cover.
What do you have in mind? Outside paint?
Yeah, a couple of gallons of that and some good inside enamel, too. Got a lot of brickwork to do.
Well, I've got some mighty fine house paint here that ought to do the trick. What color do you think you'd be wanting?
Oh, white, I guess. Yeah, plain white will be fine.
Well, here's the best paint I ever seen for a rough work.
How much is it?
I see a mark here on the bottom of the can. Adam, you remember the price on this stuff?
Why don't you look on that little list you made out? It's hanging right there in front of your nose.
All right, let's see. White, rough finish, cold rod paint, and $3 a gallon.
$3 a gallon, huh? Well, I need about 3 gallons of that and a couple of quarts of white enamel.
Yes, sir. This here enamel is about the best for the money. 6 cents for it.
Okay. I guess that's about all. You got a pen?
Pen?
Yeah, you know, something you write in ink with.
Well, now, I don't know exactly whether I have one around here, neither.
Adam, you got that fountain pen of yours with you?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Here you are, mister.
Good. I'm going to cash this check here for $50. It'll be all right, woman.
$50?
What's the matter? Have you got that much money?
Well, I got it right here on hand, but I guess I can get it next door.
Well, I hope so. You got any cash on me? I got to get this paint now so I can get started on those bonds right away. If you haven't got it, I can go to another paint store.
Oh, no. I'll get it all right, I think.
George, can I see you a moment?
Huh? Oh, sure. Pardon me a minute, Mr.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I've got nothing in my wallet to cash that check if you want.
You got... Where'd you get all that money?
It's with the payment on the house. It ain't due till tomorrow, and you can get that check cashed to the bank before then. Here. You want it?
I'll say I do. This is the first $10 sale I've made so long that I just can't afford to lose it.
All right. Here. Take it.
Thanks a lot, Adam. I appreciate it. There you are, mister. $40 even. The bank come to just 10.
Okay. Here's your check. Well, good afternoon, gentlemen.
And good afternoon.
Afternoon. Well, George, as someone once said, speak to the devil.
And the money was for the monthly payment on the house that my friend here said. You see, I can be just up to be talking about.
Well, if you'll just take it easy now, maybe I can get some sense out of this thing. Now, you say the fellow gave you this check for $10 of the paint, eh?
That's right. And it ain't any good.
And it's the only money I got, and if I don't make that payment, the old lady will kill me.
All right. Just try to keep yourselves under control and stick to the facts. Now, can you give me the description of him?
Well, as I remember, he was about my height, maybe 10 or 15 pounds heavier.
No, George, you're wrong. He was at least an inch taller than you.
I say he was about my height, Adam. Wasn't I standing right there in front of him, wasn't I?
Yes, and you were on them floorboards behind the counter, and they're all of an inch thick, so that proves my point.
All right, boys, all right. Suppose you wait till you get home with the rest of the argument. He'll say height approximately 5'7". Can you tell me anything more about him? Color of his hair, clothes he wore?
Well, I'd say his hair was so dark, almost black, and he had a regular...
No, that's wrong. His hair was brown.
Amber police calling all cars, attention all cars, attention all patrolmen, all sheriff men. Be on the lookout for a man going under the name of Edward Fell. Passing bad checks for $50 and $150. Inform all merchants in the city to watch the check.
Well, operator, give me the police department. All right.
Alhambra Police Department. Yes, Sergeant speaking.
Hello, Sergeant. This is the Pit Crime Haberdashery. There's a fellow in here just bought some clothes and wants to cash a $50 cashier's check on Mutual Bank of Chicago. I'll try to stall him till you can get someone over here. But make it fast.
I'll see him there, and I'll have a couple of the boys over in no time.
Okay, but hurry, will you? I don't like the looks of this bird. He's trying to get tough.
Don't worry. Just stall him along.
Okay. Goodbye. If you don't have a seat, Mr. Bell, I'll have the money over for you in a minute. We've been keeping very little cash on hand here for the last few weeks. There's been a couple of robberies in the district. I just phoned, and the manager will be right over with the money.
I haven't got much time. Oh, well, don't take him too long to get here.
Well, I'm sure it won't. He said it would only be a matter of a couple of minutes. Can I show you something in shirts or socks while we're waiting? We have some of the very latest patterns in shirting. Now, here's one with the pin front. It's becoming very fashionable this season.
I don't want any shirts.
Handkerchiefs, perhaps. I have a wonderful buy in linen handkerchiefs that my dentist do. It will seal the quality of this linen. It's the very best Irish linen to be found anywhere in this country.
Yeah. Nice, all right. Come on, buy a few of these someday. How much are they?
75 cents. And that's the fairest price I've ever heard of for real Irish linen.
Who's
wrong? This is the man, officer.
All right, get your hands up over your head and don't be wasting any time about it.
Hey, what's the idea? What's going on here?
I think you know well enough. Take out your wrist.
I certainly will not. I haven't done anything.
Well, maybe this will make you change your mind. Yeah, a little bit of jiu-jitsu, an old Japanese friend of mine got me. Now, you're coming along peaceful, like, young fella? Am I going to have to drag you?
Oh, if you don't have to get rough, I'll go.
Yeah, that's a smart lad. That way, there's no chance of anybody getting bruised up a bit. Come on.
Stars are waiting for the car.
First chapter of Bad Check Passer Edward Bell comes to a sudden close. Sentenced to 1 to 5 years in the county jail, he spends less than a month in custody. He's then released on probation. 3 weeks later, he's arrested by the Los Angeles police on forgery charges. Spends 2 weeks in jail. Is dismissed because of lack of evidence. In December 1924, the name Edward Bell again appears on the police blotter in Los Angeles on suspicion of robbery charges. But once again, the law finds itself unable to gather sufficient evidence for a conviction, and forger Robert Bell walks out of the city jail a free man. December 31st, 1925. Sergeant Coons of Central ushers a man into the office marked Los Angeles robbery.
Morning, Captain. I brought you that fellow we picked up last night on suspicion of robbery.
Yes, and thank you, Sergeant. Well, you again, eh, Sal?
Yeah.
You know, Sergeant, there's something mighty funny about this fellow. He's been in here 3 times now, and within a week or two, he's always been back on the outside.
I proved every time I had nothing to do with the rap you're trying to hang on me.
Yes, you proved it, Sal. But I know just as well as you do that you're as guilty as the devil.
Why don't you tell your boys to lay off me, Kemp? It's a tough on a guy trying to get a decent job, and every time he walks into a joint, an armful of bulls muscle into the door and drag him off. You know how it is.
I know how it is, all right. Now you listen, Sal. You're heading into a whole lot of trouble for yourself one of these days. I know we can't hold you on this charge. Maybe you'll be in 2 or 3 more times and walk out again. But one of these days, you're going to find yourself right smack in the center of plenty of grief.
Yeah, you think you both are pretty wise guys. You have an idea that someday you're going to frame me and make it stick. Well, there isn't a cop on your force smart enough to get me for keeps. How about telling this yes man of yours to let me out of here?
Okay, Sal. I'll remember that little speech of yours. Sergeant, show this gentleman.
So, egoist Edward Bell once again walks out of the shadow of jail, mingles with the crowd, struggles inwardly at the stupidity of the law, and the law.
4-3-9-6-7-5. Notify all patrolmen, Becker Activities of 1 Edward Bell. Record
41531.
Notify this office of any suspicious movement.
Is that all of it?
That's all. Los Angeles robbery detail.
Adam, 36 Precinct. Got a report on post 39675. Turning movement to 1 Edward Bell. The scene is company of 1 Ward Felder. Attack on Felder. has no record, but he's been mixed up in one or two shady deals.
Good. Keep a couple of the boys on him and report anything else we discover.
Okay.
Suppose something goes wrong. What happens then?
Nothing can go wrong. I tell you, these both over in Pasadena haven't got brains enough to catch cold. Finally, they've wise to the fact that we've busted in their tin bank. We'll be clear out of it on our way. I tell you, Ward, I've got what it takes. They haven't made a rap stick on me yet, have they?
No, but there's always a first time.
2 liters of drink. Hey, George. Come here, will you?
Good boy. How about these boys in here? Are they all right?
They better be. Well, what I know about them, they wouldn't dare open up their mouths to the law. One little phone's all, and out come the four eyes. Find this little speakeasy, and wham, over they go.
Well, I guess you do know your way around all right, Eddie.
Yeah. Stick around, and you go places. Hey, George, how about it?
Okay, boys. What did he just say?
Make it another fist, I mean.
All right, George, and make it better than that last one, will you? A little soup in it.
Oh, it's the same crack, eh? More gin, more soup. Okay, boys, I'll make this one right.
That's a spirit. Make it powerful.
Powerful. That's the order. Powerful. Make it a 10-person
sidecar. You sure you're not hitting those sidecars too heavy, Eddie?
Listen to him hitting them too heavy. Ward, my boy, I've yet to see the day when liquor began to think for me. My mind's as clear as it ever was.
Well, okay. I was only thinking that you might talk too much if you got a little oil. Forget it.
Okay, forgotten. Now, here's the idea. Think it over and sleep on it tonight. The morning, you'll see how good it is. There's a bank over in Pasadena that's got plenty of dough laying around waiting for a couple of smart guys like us to pick it up.
In the vault?
They call it a vault. Looks to me like a tin can. You can cut through it and nothing flat. Scoop up a few grand and drift. It's a pipe.
Yeah. Where are you going to get the equipment?
That's all fixed, too. I know a guy that works in a welding shop. I talked him into renting me a torch and cutting nozzle. He thinks I'm working on a car in my own garage. We'll pick up the stuff in the evening and take it over to the house and put it in the garage. Then later we can pick it up and head to the bank. There's nothing to it.
Hey, now, boys. These ought to fix you up fine. They're what I like to call my super, super drink.
I'll tell you what I think. I'm not that tasted, man.
Go ahead and see what you think.
Well, I taste it better. There's more to it than that last apology for a drink you brought me.
Well, all was on a beef, eh? Well, I'm losing money on this here drink, I'll tell you that much.
Hey, George,
Thank you.
morning of August 17th, 3 days later. Officer Ralph Elstad of the Pasadena Police Force, off duty, is just entering the Gardner Auto Works on the corner of Colorado and Vernon to pick up his car when...
Now, what in the devil?
All right, what is that?
Okay.
About out there.
I don't know, Bill. Mind if I use your phone a minute?
No, go right ahead. Gonna call the station?
Yeah. Probably nothing important, but you know me, just a bundle of curiosity.
Operator?
Give me the police station. I was just bringing the car in for that tune-up you promised me, Bill. You got time, Oh, hello?
Pasadena Police. Death Sergeant speaking.
Well, hello, this is Sam. What's going on?
Murray, you got a car?
Yeah, but what's the...
A couple of guys just held up the National Bank on Fair Oaks and Vernon. Out to Columbia and Orange Grove Avenue as fast as you can and watch for them. There's a star touring car and at least one of them is on.
Okay, Sergeant.
Well, what's the dope?
I'm sorry, Bill. I can't stay to tell you now. I'm in a big hurry.
Harrison and Walker are covering the Colorado Street Bridge. Chad proceeds to Columbia and Orange Grove right away.
Going like the devil?
No, I haven't, mister.
How long you been here?
Oh, a couple of
hours. Good. That means you haven't gotten out of town this way. I wouldn't be a bit surprised, Jerry. Get out of line. There may be shooting.
Those boys are throwing plenty of lead. They're coming me. I'm afraid they're taking track of their tires for fear of hitting you.
Yeah, that boy's got plenty of the ball riding up there right behind all that hot sand on the motor.
Harry, look. Ewing's hit. He's going to fail.
You're going to stop?
No, we're going to stay with him. Somebody will take care of Ewing.
I can get a shot of their tires now.
Fall. Officer Sheriff Page, in facing an armed bandit.
and he was reasonably sure that his gun was empty, stands as an eloquent tribute to the men that make up the fast in the police department. There is instances like this that in the final analysis prove conclusively that the lawbreaker has very little chance with such men on his heels.
Thank you, Chief Tucker. The exciting chase and capture of escaping criminals is only part of the work of police cars. Every hour of the day and night, thousands of police cars cruise through the streets of our city using the same roads that you use, making the same stops, climbing the same hills. What an ideal test for gasoline. The selection of Rio Grande cracked gasoline to power more police and emergency cars than any other brand is proof that you can get more economical operation from cracked gasoline as well as greater power and speed. It costs no more to use the same Rio Grande cracked gasoline your police cars use.
Afternoon, the police calling all cars. Attention all cars. Cancellation broadcast 104. Suspects in this case are now in custody. That's all.
Calling All Cars is written and produced by William N. Robson. This is your narrator, Frederick Lindsley, bidding you good night for the Rio Grande Oil Company.